Yo, what up? What up? What up?
Hello, hello.
What's going on with you?
Grinding and pushing.
I heard the hell out of that. Welcome back to the show, bro.
Thank you for having me.
You know it's nothing, man. You know we have to chop it up once again. So on that note, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Stump the Go Getter, coming to y'all live and direct from H-Town in Las Vegas, bringing y'all nothing but that California love. Yes, indeed. How's everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's having a blessed one. Like we always say, if you're here breathing, then you're most definitely blessed. So enjoy it.
Definitely.
So, on that note, I would like to say thanks to all my fam bam, because everybody that listens to me is family. So I want to say to all the family out there that continuously tap in and support, we appreciate it. It's highly appreciated. And when I say that, I don't just say that to say that. But anyway, before we get any further, I would like to say something to one of our peoples. Yo Zig, man, I appreciate all your comments. Everybody can see this deep. You're a deep person. They dope. But we gotta stop the hesitation. It's time for your ass to get on the show. No more excuses. Let's get this done. So I'm telling you this personally so you can hear it when you listen. But anyway, let's get this in. So today we're talking about why do people stay in relationships? Well, why do people settle for less in relationships just to be in that relationship? Is it because they're lonely or they're scared to be lonely, excuse me, or is it the fact that they just don't recognize what they're worth? Now, I'm one to say that most of the time I feel like it's people, it's quite equal, and sometimes it's both. And when it's both, it's really bad. But I feel like majority of the time people settle because it's like anything else will work. We don't want to put the work in. When you are in a relationship, well, first of all, let's do it like this. When you have been in a relationship, a 10-year 15, 5-year relationship or marriage or whatever, and you get out of that relationship, it's a mandatory fact that you gotta find time for yourself. Don't just jump out of one situation to the next. That's usually the problem. And that's what I say, we gotta put in the work. Because if we don't put in the work to find out who we are and what we're seeking, then that's when we just jump into another relationship with all that old baggage. So most of the time I say we be lazy because we more than likely we get with people that's proximity to us, get with those close. We don't go searching, we don't do the homework. We get what's convenient, you know what I'm saying? And we just settle. And I feel like that's why we come up a lot of times unhappy, because we find ourselves in situations that we didn't necessarily desire. It was just convenient for us, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like we got to stop just being happy with being convenient or it being okay. You know, if you're in a situation and you know it's not cool, especially the ones that's terrible, you know, the ones that's with people that's just horrible, and you know that it may be some kind of security factor there for you, and that's why you're with that person, just let it go. Because at the end of the day, nothing should be worth your happiness. And that's the way I feel. So at the you're gonna have to take that time to be lonely. You might as well get it over with. Because the longer you're with the person that you're not supposed to be with, that's gonna hinder you from being with who you are supposed to be with. And that's the way I look at it. It's like being at a dead-end job. When you're at a job and you know it has no future, you just settle because you feel like you can't go get more. That's being lazy. That's just being lazy. And that's the same mentality we have in relationships. It's like you're just settling in a dead-end job. It has no future, but you're just settling with it because it's already there. And that's what I'm we go for convenience. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're in a dead-end job and you can't pay the bills at a certain point. You got to move forward. If it's the same with a relationship, if you're in a relationship and it's just at a standstill, there ain't no growth, or you keep dealing with shit that you keep talking about, or you keep wanting to change, you keep praying to change and it don't, then you got to move forward. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times, to me, we just some of us feel like we just can't be alone. We not be we may not never come out and say that, but in all actuality, if they look at the times that they were forced to be alone, it was very little times that they were alone. You know what I mean? And that's just the real. You look at you. I'm pretty sure you've been in situations like that before, where you found yourself in a position where you had to be alone, where you had to find yourself, and it was the best thing for you. You know what I'm saying? And most of the times, question what we wanted, because sometimes we think we want to be with somebody, we want to be in a situation, it just don't work. But that's God closing that door for us. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you just got to, sometimes if you're blessed to walk away, you're blessed. Because yeah. you're able to see the situation and walk away and realize it versus everything coming crumbling down on you. Because that's when shit get ugly. You yeah. know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. It's like when you know shit is bad and you know you ain't gonna get it ain't gonna get no better, you gotta move forward. You know what I'm saying? But if you can't get past the fact of being lonely, then you ain't gonna never be able to progress in life at all. Because you True. Can't fish by yourself, and that's how you're gonna go. Partners is people that we're here to enjoy life with, this life with.
Yes.
You know, but it's a part of life that we got to experience by ourselves. We got to branch out and do that. And on the other mm-hmm. hand, as far as people not acknowledging who they are, man, I think that's bigger than people just settling. And I'm be honest with you, because we got a lot of Jews in relationships and they just don't acknowledge it. They don't even acknowledge who they are. They with somebody yeah. probably down them or talk down to them crazy or make them feel less than, and they don't even know what they are. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So I think that's the worst. How you feel about that?
Well, for one, when it comes to settling in a relationship, for one, it's really a state of mind, and it's on a you really can't just say that, because like a lot of times they're not settling because they want to. Explain. They're not settling. They're not settling because they want to.
Explain.
Yeah, I will. They're not settling because they want to. They're not settling because they have to. They're not settling because of any of that, because they probably already realized after some years. So if we get into, say, talk about a relationship after a couple years or more, you know, a nickel above, you know for a fact this person's probably already came to the rationalization, this is not a conducive relationship for me, we're both not growing. Because it's not just about you, because so when you say that, it's not just you just settling now, it's both of you. Because you're not going to give the energy and time for this person that you were giving before when you've already realized it. So it's not just one person losing. Both of you guys are losing, because now you guys are no longer living up to the potential that you were supposed to in a relationship, because something has came in between that. So now it's at a different level now. So now you guys are both on different wavelengths, no matter what, because you guys are both stopped putting full potential in like you would normally, because you've come to some sort of, and it can be, sometimes it don't have to be both of them. It could be one of them. And majority of time it happens to be the one who is having more potential that's being blocked, and the other person seems to be.
That's
really
what I was about, cool about to say. That's my point. It's always, of course, it's always two people losing, because one person don't mind losing. The person with potential does mind losing. And that's where the problem come in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, but then and that's where you work with the fact that when it comes to it, feelings have no rationalization. They don't rationalize things. They mm-hmm. don't. There's no such thing as a feeling breaking down something and rationalizing it and saying, oh, snap, you know what? Like, I'll give an example. If I'm calling or texting my girlfriend and we are dating and she lives somewhere else and I live somewhere else and we happen to be having separate lives and I'm texting her or whatever and she's not responding back, and my first instinct is to say it is my first instinct, which it really wouldn't be, but say my first instinct is to ignore the fact that she has kids. She actually is a single parent to a point, because the fact that I'm not living over there with her. So she has to handle stuff like this whole school in homeschooling with her kid, because she does have a youngin. She has to cook dinner for them on top of still paying the bills, and she's going to school online as well. So she's dealing with all this. So I automatically rationalize it as, oh man, she's tripping. This is my feelings though. My feelings rationalize isn't she's doing something strictly because maybe my experience brought me to that table. So that's how I brought up, because if you've never been in those experiences, you can't think about it that way. But I mean,
because I feel like it's compromising, is non-compromising. Yeah. Right?
So I'm using my experience to know that I shouldn't be acting like this, but I am, because of why my feelings. This happened too many times. It's been like 10 times I've done this, and you've done this all snap. I'm not rationalizing, because why? Feelings don't rationalize. They just don't. So when you're in a relationship and you've already got to a point where you're seeking greater and you can feel it in your gut and you know the reason for why you're not prospering, like you're not going to the next level, the tier one level in this relationship and in your life personally, both of you guys, is because that person doesn't want to be in that sort of situation because they're comfortable where they're at, or you guys happen to fell off and this person's not pulling out their full potential for things to go up to the next level, it really doesn't matter. But guess what? Nobody's rationalizing the fact that we're only doing each other more harm by staying here. But guess what? Their feelings, they're caught in their feelings. So now they're thinking about moments of snuggling and watching television and talking it out and trying to say, you know, we can get through this. We can work through this. And say a kid is involved. Now you've made things even deeper. So now, like, got to do it for the kids and not realize that if you really rationalize it, what's the bigger goal in the end of it? For both of you guys to be happy, for the kids to be happy, and for you guys to still succeed financially, move to the next tier in life, but also not just financially, but spiritually, emotionally, and mentally as well. So if you guys rationalize it, yeah, go ahead. Figure out a way to hurry up and break this union any way possible and get to the next tier. Even, I mean, somebody got to go. I'm sorry. There ain't no room in, ain't no roommates. Somebody got to go. Mainly it's going to be the man. Man up, bro. Do what you got to do. This is my, I could be wrong, but I'm saying my predicament, me, the what I would do. I'm moving out. I'm gone. But guess what? If I'm rationalizing things, way if I'm rationalizing things with feelings, man, it's gonna take me a long time to get out of that situation.
Well, exactly. And I agree. I mean, if you gotta, that's why you don't make business decisions with your feelings. And I feel like when it's time to move forward and to better yourself, that's a business decision. You know, you can't move with your heart.
Nope.
And that's the bottom line. You got to be able to understand. Sometimes in a relationship, you got to put those business eyes on the situation. You got to look at it like that because you got, like you just said, you want things a certain way. We would like to have things a certain way, but there's a certain format and a lifestyle that you and your mate have that you just got to adjust to and adjust around. That just is what it is. You know, that goes back to compromising. You know, then that's just part of being in a relationship. But, you know, when you get past the compromise and when you're doing that and you're with somebody that don't give a fuck and they doing whatever the fuck they want to do, then that's when the situation is all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when you have that understanding, ain't nothing better than that. When you've been through that, like we both have, and you get to better, you appreciate, like, damn. And you be like, all that time I wasted going through all those arguments, all that bullshit, I could have been moved forward and tried to seek this a long time ago. Look at all the time I wasted. And that's why I push the issue so much about wasting time. I feel like it's the same thing. I go back to, like I said, like a job. Anything that's dead end, anything that's going to leave you at a standstill, that's not the ideal place to be. You know, get with people sometimes that just because they don't see greater for their life, they tend to try to hold you back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's real. Like, just because you have a dream and you see they see the ambition in you, they may talk down on you. They make you feel like you can't achieve it or whatever the case may be because they don't want to be great. And what I be saying sometimes, it's like, don't settle for less because of what somebody else lack in their heart and in their ambition in their life.
True. But I feel like
that's why it's so important we take the time to know who the hell we're with. That's why I said
to me,
go through that.
Yeah, and that's and like, is
you got to
starting to change the narrative of how we start getting together with one another, and we start breaking down a lot of these relationships. We'll start seeing what's going on that's causing these things to happen. For one, when it comes to it, we're getting with people like way too in a situation where we need to really be focused on what we're trying to do in our lives. You shouldn't, like, I'm not saying you can't rock a relationship with somebody in your life, but I would say if that's going to happen, be comfortable with the fact that maybe you and her are both of you, which it should actually be both of you. You should be actually trying to motivate her and inspire her to do the same thing as you, which is we may not see each other a lot because you're off doing your thing positive and I'm doing my thing positive for our future to come together. So one day when we look up, which is going to happen in the blink of an eye, you're going to look back and we're like, we did all that already.
Right.
We can do this family thing. We can do this kid thing
the right way.
Yes. But when you're like getting with people 6 months later in a relationship and then I know where you look up, you moved in with this person. Like, I don't mind spending a whole bunch of time with you where people think I may live with you, but we've moved in together. Right. Nah, we're rushing things. You know what I mean? We're rushing things. Yeah, put a ring on it. Let her know. I'm dedicated to you. You're mine. I'm yours. It's whatever. Even if we don't see each other, I'm still like right now. I don't see my girl, but I rock her. You know what I mean? Even if I don't see her,
that don't mean it's what y'all is. That has nothing to do with y'all bond.
Nope, you not
know?
At all.
That's what that because this is the thing we came up. I think the way we teach our kids is backwards, and the way we came up is backwards because we're taught to think that it's okay to like. This is why I'm so against young relationships. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because those are the biggest detours in life ever. And those being in relationships early fucks your head up to the point where you feel like at an early age, you're trained now to need a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
How many people out there right now detoured their future because they was in a relationship when it was time for them to either go to college, they had a baby, or they just didn't want to leave that person, or they was just in they could have got a better job at the end of high school, whatever the case may be. They was held back because of relationship.
And I'm going to go ahead and throw myself in the pot and say that was me.
Bro, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not just you. At some point in time, it was me too. This stunts, relationship stunts so many people grow. In actuality, the real way it's supposed to be, if you train your child as they coming up to focus on school, to put that shit secondary, and to put your needs, what you're supposed to be for, your molding yourself, knowing yourself first, when they get to 25 and 26, they're going to be better people. Not to say they're not going to make mistakes, but they focus going to be in the right place. See, they're not going to be the ones that's going to be afraid to be alone, is what I'm trying to say. You know, when you coming up and you always been in a relationship from, let's say, 12, 13 years old, and you heartbroken because you lost this girl or this guy, and you've been that way, you just continue to be that way. When it's time for you to branch out and do something, you're going to be always attached to some shit. And if they're not on the same page as you, that can really detour your future.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you will end up in a situation settling. And God forbid you have a kid with this person, which usually happens. Let's just be real. You get have a child with this person, and then bada bing, bada boom, you attached and glued, stuck to this motherfucker for 18 plus.
Yeah.
So that's why I stress, like, it starts with when we talking about our kids to where we raise our young. But as adults, it starts with us taking that time and really getting to know people before we just mash up with them. And we really put in the time for ourselves. And get to know ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so sad, the people that you talk to in relationships, and you realize that these motherfuckers don't even know who they want to be, but they want that person to figure out who they are when they don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like you looking for somebody to come in and put you on the right path, but you gotta have a path to be wanting to put on. Like if you don't have a
And to me, being a different person already, like I'm already a super introvert type of person. Mm-hmm. That's why it's easy for me to already be alone. When I was in relationships, I didn't really have like the typical side life like most husbands do. You know what I mean? Where they got a bunch of friends that they go out with on a such consistent basis. It's whatever. You know, I didn't have that. I spent majority of my time with my family. And if it wasn't with them, it was by myself. You know what I mean? Like I was chilling by myself doing other things. I wasn't doing other things with people. If it was a family member, somebody I was really, really close to. Other than that, it was by myself. So I'm very comfortable with being by myself and looking for who I am and things of that nature. That's the reason why I know when you get into a relationship, that's the reason for why I know now, being educated and knowledgeable about myself, I can get into a relationship and still seek those things.
Yeah.
Just like I'm going to influence her to do the same thing at the same time too. So it's different. But when you're younger, you don't notice that. You don't pay attention to that. You don't
not
even.
Not when you're young, but when you. But I'm not worried about the youth. But with the I'm expecting them to be fuck ups. But when you're our age plus, we shouldn't be doing the shit that our age plus is doing. I'm talking to our age plus. Because them motherfuckers is just, we should not be going through these circles that we're going through at this age. Only because at this age, we're afraid of the fucking work.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We're afraid of the work. And that's what it all boils down to, man. Like, I feel like we make slow look bad. Like, people that take it slow, we make that look bad. And.
Oh, yeah, I know. I can clown. I get clowned all the time.
Oh, tell people about, I bet you do, because if
you
you're
know,
not moving fast, if you're not
you're
moving
like,
fast, you ain't doing nothing.
yeah,
But
they like they like.
People be quick to go because people don't mind going to your wedding and 6 months later throwing a party for your divorce. That's what's normal nowadays. You know, it's plenty of reasons to get divorced now when it used to be till death do us part. Now it's until this motherfucker do XYZ or to my stand, you know, whatever.
It's their tolerance level now. Before it was,
it's all over the place.
Yeah, before it was okay, this dude doesn't want to work, he doesn't want to take care of his kids, he doesn't want to be a part of the household, he wants to cheat, he wants to beat me. Okay, all those reasons are a lot of reasons to get up out of there and do what you got to do, especially if it hasn't changed. You've given this some time, you've told this person over and over again, you know what, by all means, give up. Throw the white towel in and keep it pushing. I feel that. But when you get into these situations now, it's different. That's the reason why it's positive to know. You can't start getting into relationships thinking like, okay, I'm gonna forget certain things about what's going on, because you don't realize depression, anxiety, which is now a normal thing. Everybody in relationship has these things. Everybody in relationship has PTSD. So now when you're dealing with those things and you're trying to heal from them, guess what? There's side effects to those, and especially when you don't get the education. And if you do got the money, it's cool. But a lot of people don't got the money. So now you end up in a situation.
People where do not have the education plus the money.
Yep. So now you're trying to find yourself. You're trying to be a husband or a wife and a parent and a worker at the same time, trying to figure out what's going on with you.
That's too much stress. And that's too much stress.
You do that by, like, a lot of my stress and strain now, when I go through those things, guess what? It doesn't stress her out, because she's not here to see me go through the ups and downs and the emotions.
Right.
And I'm cool with her not having to go through those things. As much as one part of me is like, nigga, give it up. Go get her right now. And if I bet you, and I've talked to her before, if I've said those types of things, and she was like, I wouldn't even care. And she's serious as hell. But guess what? I don't do it, because I know for a fact it would derail both of us. I feel like if we're both to get derailed right now, it shouldn't be because her. It shouldn't be because of me. It should be because of me on my own, her on her own, and that's the end of it.
Because at the end of the day, until you guys are bonded, like marriage type shit, then you don't want to be no burden. See, people don't realize how bad finances put strains on relationship. We overlook that shit, but finances is the major fucking key to relationship. And we've been in plenty of episodes about this, so I'm not even gonna go there. But keeping it 1,000, we all know that money is like number two after love in a relationship. And so what you do when you take your time, yes, that's a good thing, because those burdens, like you just said, you're not placing those burdens on each other. And a lot of people ain't man and woman enough to say that and to admit that. They just rush into it, you know, just let's shack up, let's move in. And knowing that they really at that time got so much shit going on that they can't afford to do it, but mentally they can't do it, but we'll do it just to do it and ruin a great relationship.
Yep.
Because when you can find friendship with somebody that you call a mate, man, I'm telling you, because you could find somebody that you can have this so-called sex chemistry with and all this, like, to go hang out shit. But when shit get quiet and it's time to chill, you probably can't stand to be around these motherfuckers.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? It's about the long run. Like my nigga Nip said, this is a marathon, my nigga.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And if you got to always continue to tool yourself that way. You know what I'm saying? You got to work on your breathing, your breathing mechanisms. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what give you the long strides. That's just how life is, though. Real talk.
I would say stop worrying about being tired. Stop worrying about lack of sleep. Stop worrying about this or that. Just do it. Because when it comes to it, you're going to be mad when you get sat on your ass and you didn't want to get sat on your ass. Now you're mad because now you got all the energy in the world and you can't move because of a particular reason.
Yeah.
Don't get mad because of that. So that's how you got to treat a relationship. But guess what? That only comes with experience and knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you are younger and you hearing this type of situation and you hearing this, do exactly that. You get with a woman, you want to be, let her know. Boo, I want you to do your thing because I'm going to do mine.
off the top.
Don't stop because of me. So that means if, like, say she's one of those people who goes overseas into different countries to do, like, help with medical stuff because that's her field. Guess what, boo-boo? I love you. I'm going to see you in 6 months. You know what? I'm going to fly down there. I got a little bread saved up. Don't even trip. I got you. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. Because why? That's what real love is about. That's what real growth is about. So that person's going, even if they didn't see me, they're going to be like, that person's really supporting me.
Right. That goes a long way, y'all, for real. Support does. But on top of that, if you don't, and if you can't do that, don't pretend.
Yes.
Because that fuck ups relationships too, pretending. Yes. If you cannot stand the heat, do not get your ass in that kitchen.
Yes.
Because you don't want to fuck it off with somebody that you could have had something special with planned.
Yes.
You know, prosperity in life, whether it's relationship, whether it's business, it's all about having the proper plan and executing it at the proper time.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about, you know, so you don't want to be too early, you want to be too late. Bottom line.
What's more powerful than coming together as a power unit who's figured things out to a point where when you come with this person, you're going to be able to know how to respond, talk, and behave because you've already dealt with this already with other people that you weren't as attached to that you will be like her, but you've already dealt with these sort of situations and you did it by yourself a lot of times. Like you said, you got to spend that time by yourself. Get your mind right. And when I say spend time by yourself, just don't sit there. You know, do something productive to see where you're at in your life. Try to aim for your goals. And if that means, say, you start a goal and you realize, man, no, this ain't the one, stop it. Go to the next one. You never got, don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop until you got, like, until your the breath ain't in your lungs no more. Don't stop growing. Don't stop.
Yeah, yeah. Don't stop growing. Real shit.
You know what I mean?
And don't forget. Don't get too tired. And don't get too tired to want better. When you're in a relationship, if y'all out there in a relationship and anything else that y'all doing, man, don't lose the wind. Don't lose your breath in this shit, man.
Yes.
If you get tired, continue to keep pushing, but put in that work though, because it's gonna be worth anything worth having is worth working for.
Yes.
Believe it. And that's why settle, anytime you settle, unless it's a settlement, it's always an L. Remember that. Settle is another word for taking a loss.
Yes. Yes.
Period, point, fucking blank. If you look at it any other way, you took a lot of losses that you didn't know you took, and you're probably taking one right fucking now. So, with that being said, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all for tapping in once again. Man, I just enjoyed this like I always do, but this one was very great, bro. I appreciate you tapping in, man. Anything you want to tell me before we tap out?
Oh, no. Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all tapping in. You know, make sure you put them comments in. We want to make sure you guys are giving your opinions and your thought process on what's being said, you know, because this is from experience. It's not from book knowledge or from what the media has told us. No, this is from self-experience that we're talking about, for people we love, people we deal with. So the more you guys write in and put your feelings in, the more you can be more into what's going on. This is like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely. And everybody continue to do y'all thing, register to vote. Like I said last time, vote, 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 because not voting is basically giving the ballot to the next opponent. In regards to who you believe should be the president, your voice should be heard. But let's keep it 1,000, man. We know we need to get that boy up out that office, man. We need to do what we need to do in a real way. So this year, we got to stand up. So everybody listening to this, stop playing with your life and go vote, because sitting on your vote, you're not accomplishing anything. So with that being said, until the next time, we love y'all. Until we tap in again, we tapping out, thump and tip. We out, y'all.
Gone.